Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Coalition for Affordable Prescription Drugs.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We've got two fun spotteds to kick off your Tuesday morning. Robert Bennett, who represented Bill Clinton during the Monica Lewinsky scandal, was seen having lunch with Abby Lowell, who is representing Jared Kushner in the Russia investigation, at the Greenhouse restaurant Monday at the Jefferson Hotel. And a playbooker tells us Robert Redford was enjoying dinner at Geronimo in Santa Fe, dishing at length about Trump in the media. The Hollywood legend told his companions that he was glad Trump had galvanized reporters, but that CNN-style panel discussions are harming public discourse. The star of All the President's Men added that while print had held politicians accountable in the past, film, not print, was necessary in this video-dominated era. He also implied that the president was a slippery target. Quote, he's like soap.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is popping up on the political radar. Crain's Detroit is reporting that Biden recorded a robocall from Mayor Mike Duggan that went out to Detroit voters ahead of the primary. Here's an interesting contrast. Trump was on an all-day tweet bender yesterday. Late in the day, he tweeted about sanctions against North Korea, but then quickly lapsed back into an attack against Senator Dick Blumenthal and the quote-unquote failing news industry. The Wall Street Journal has a lead story about North Korea threatening to nuke the United States. The attacks against Senator Blumenthal seem small in comparison to North Korea ignoring threats from the United States and threatening to start a nuclear war.
The AP is up with a story on Trump's strategy to appeal to loyalists as support slips and his agenda stalls. He's trying to re-energize his base and combat a new weakness among Republicans. CNN is up with a new poll that finds Trump support eroding with his base. The poll shows Trump's strong approval among Republicans dropped from 73% in February to 59% now. Overall, 83% of Republicans approve of Trump's performance, with 14% disapproving. But despite Trump's bravado, Annie Carney reports that behind the scenes, Trump's operation eagerly promotes nuggets of positive press they receive.
The New York Times has a major story on its front about a new government report about the warming of our climate. The draft contradicts the political calculus of the Trump administration, which has sparked fear that it will never see the light of day. The New York Times and ProPublica have another big piece on how Trump's teams to dismantle government regulations are staffed with lobbyists and consultants to the industries they are overseeing.
Meanwhile, the Trump administration is quietly courting a few dozen House Democrats on tax reform. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and Chief Economic Advisor Gary Cohn have been meeting with conservative Democrats in the Blue Dog Coalition and the Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus, aware of the struggle in the House Republican conference to come together and pass legislation. Speaking of accomplishments, the New York Times reports that Trump's stalled trade agenda had left industry waiting with few accomplishments beyond withdrawing from the Trans-Pacific Partnership in January.
NBC News is reporting that the U.S. may begin airstrikes against ISIS in the Philippines. In the juice, we have a Washington Post reliable sources story noting that Stephen Miller, the top Trump aide, is living in a million-dollar city-sitter condo. This comes after he blasted CNN's Jim Acosta for being cosmopolitan. California Democrat Eric Swalwell is headed to the 2017 Iowa Wingding, the big annual Democratic grassroots fundraiser slated for August 11th. And California Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa got an earful at a town hall in Chico. The LA Times is reporting that one constituent told LaMalfa, quote, may you die in pain. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.